Welcome, Tale Tellers, to today's creepy episode. It's just me, my tea, and my mic, sharing a creepy story with you fantastic people. And let me just say, I wouldn't spend my evening any other way. Now, it's Tardass Tuesday, which means no shout-outs today, straight to business, as it were, but I can't help but say thanks for listening. Rest assured, tomorrow there will be shoutouts though. Okay, our story today is, I keep passing the same two people walking across the street. By Anonymous. The author chose to remain anonymous, and I respect that. But if you're listening, mate, thank you so much for your story. Turn the lights off, the sound up, and get ready for something creepy. I live in a fairly large-sized suburb, pushing a couple of 100,000 and counting. Originally, I'm from Austin, and one thing I can never get used to is the total lack of nightlife here compared to there. In Austin, you could walk down Gord at 4 a.m. and still pass giant groups of drunk college students stumbling home. Here, you're lucky if you spot a jogger after midnight. In that way, I felt like the black sheep of this place. If I can't sleep, I love to go for an aimless walk or drive around, just to get a feel for my city. Tonight began with such an insomniac drive about an hour ago at 2 a.m. I was listening to Sgt. Pepper's Lonely Hearts Club, a personal favourite of mine for winding down and letting the day drain out of me. Halfway through Getting Better, something began to gnaw my psyche, and I reached out to turn the music down. Tonight, the streets were insanely busy. The last five lights I had driven through had a couple of pedestrians crossing through them. Even weirder, I was in the shopping district of the city. Every single store around was closed. There must be some festival in town where people are walking back to their hotels or something. But there was nothing I'd heard about. With that in mind, the light in front of me turned red and I pressed my foot down on the brake slightly too hard. Damn! I had screeched just over the crosswalk line. I winced, anticipating the awkward glare the two people crossing would be sure to deservedly throw my way. But they just walked right by the front of my car, completely ignoring me. They were an odd pair, but from the way that they were walking so close side by side, they must have been together. One was an average-sized Asian man, who I'd say by his face seemed almost ancient, but otherwise looked really fit. It was hard for me to ballpark his age, but gun to the head, I'd have to guess 50. He was eating what kind of looked like a meatball sub. The girl right next to him was pretty, around 25, with the palest blonde hair I had ever seen. She was looking straight down at the ground as she passed by. I smacked myself on the arm for not driving more carefully. And soon, the light turned green and I was off. I put the pedestrians out of my mind and turned up, "She's leaving home." As I glanced up from the dial to the next red light up ahead, I nearly choked in the middle of my breath and started coughing. The people waiting at the light were the exact same fucking people. They didn't look similar. It wasn't my imagination. The man had the same sandwich. The girl was still standing slack-shouldered, staring into the cement pavement. I touched the back of my neck. It was tense with anxiety. I openly scrutinized the pair with an animal intensity. The way that the man was eating was what disturbed me the most. I had passed off his sandwich as a meatball sub, but the way that it was dripping, the purplish liquid oozing out, made me second-guess myself. Between every bite, he just gazed at it, tenderly, hungrily. Then, he snapped up another bite, smacking and licking his lips, seeming to guzzle it down. As they crossed, he had almost finished it, with maybe a couple of bites left. When the light turned green, I jumped off a little more quickly than I would admit to any of my male friends. I began plotting my course home. Normally, I would just U-turn, but tonight, my only thought was getting the fuck away from those people. I turned off my music completely. It was only making me feel sicker. As I made a left turn, I saw a red light up ahead of me, and I felt tears well up in my eyes. They were there, just beginning to cross. The man only had a bite of his sandwich left as he crossed in front of my car. With loving concentration, that too was snapped up into his gullet, just as he stepped onto the sidewalk. But instead of continuing to walk like he had been doing, he stopped. I felt a tear slide down my cheek, but I didn't know why. I felt like screaming, but I didn't want to make a sound out of some paranoid fear that they would hear me. The girl's shoulders began to shake rapidly up and down as if she was sobbing, but I couldn't see her face or hear anything outside the car's idling engine. The man began to turn. I didn't really see him move his feet. It just felt like he was rotating towards me. Our eyes locked, and I started crying full force, but my face couldn't move. He was staring at me in the exact same way that he'd been looking at his food, and he wiped the juice off his hands. I felt like I had driven off a cliff face, and I was staring at the rocky crevice getting ever closer. Then the light turned green. He turned away and began to walk. I gasped. With my entire body, I slammed on the pedal. I was whimpering as I sped away. I'm currently about a mile away, posting this in a parking lot. I don't know what to do. There are intersections in every direction, and I don't like my chances if I pull up on a red light. Loved this one. Thank you so much for the story, Masked Author. I really enjoyed it. It had this Tale from the Crypt vibe that I love so much. That was one awesome show, by the way. If anyone hasn't seen that, highly recommend it. Tales from the Crypt. It is brilliant. And to some extent, really must have inspired me. The host would have me in stitches. I think, actually, he gave me my true love for puns. Well, Telltellers, stay tuned for tomorrow's episode, where I bring you another creepy tale, or two. I'll see if I can fit that in. And if you're in an awesome mood, do me and this channel a huge favor and hop over to iTunes to leave a review. Those reviews help immensely and imbue this podcast with the power of brand awareness. And, well, it helps the stories on this channel reach more people, which is awesome. A feat only my supporters and fans can achieve. That is where I need your help. So, thank you, listeners, for being fantastic. And if you had a crappy Tuesday, I hope I have decrapified it in some way. Okay, Telltellers, it's that time. This is the place where stories live, and you Telltellers come to listen. Enjoy your day or night, and join me every weekday for our creepy tradition. And as always, till next time. And for you fans that are still hanging around, time for some bloopers. Just now I had kookaburras singing their lungs out at night time. So you might be able to hear them, might not. I did sort of talk over them a bit, but they were just fantastic. So take a listen. That is kookaburras that you can hear, ladies and gentlemen. Hey, I'm not complaining. These animals are awesome. Maybe not great while I'm recording. Are they stopping? They have stopped. Okay, let's continue.
Thanks again, you awesome fans.